Good afternoon. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano, and we've got a really special show today because we have another one of our KKNW hosts of a show joining us, and we have Miss Keisha Ewers joining us today. How are you doing, Keisha?
Hi, Kim. Thanks so much for having me. I'm great.
I love this idea. I was thinking about this. We should all just do each other's show.
I think so, too.
I think it's a fantastic idea, so thank you for getting us started. But we're going to talk about some really fun things with you today about women and women's health. And women's sexuality.
Oh, I know. We're saying the word out loud. Eric's over there turning red.
I was going to say, let's see, is Eric blushing? Let's go to Eric now. Eric, how
I blush way too easily. I'm doing okay.
I don't think Eric knew you were coming in today, so he's probably over here.
Oh, I knew you were coming in.
He's already taken his tranquilizer.
So you were
good to go.
Yay.
I didn't know what the topic would be, so, this is exciting.
It's a really juicy one.
Very juicy, apparently.
So welcome back. We missed you terribly.
Oh, thank you. I haven't seen you for like a month because before I left, I filled in kind of as a co-host for you along with some of our friends from the Pearson Law Firm. And so haven't seen you in like a month. So hopefully everything's going well.
Do you speak French now?
Je parle un peu français.
Oh, very good.
That's
je
so
ne
sexy.
Suis pas dans la maison.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Get him go.
Of course, I forget every word of it as soon as I get off the plane in Paris. And apparently forget how to say English as well when I get back here. But once I got back, I started to remember some of that French again. Yeah.
So you just went to France just for fun?
Yeah, just for fun, and went to the UK as well.
Very cool.
He went because he had a show he was going to see. Eric goes all the way across the ocean to follow his bands. This is how dedicated he is.
What band?
That's true.
Plug it.
The band was Pulp, and also
that's an older band.
Well, they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
Very good band, and they just got back together recently to do a small tour, and I said, darn it, I'm not going to miss the chance to see them live.
Uh-huh.
And so I did what it took and went and saw them, and they were amazing.
Well, what a great reason to go.
Yeah, if you love music, then,
it's going to make you feel young, too, backpacking through Europe and going to go see a band.
Well, I don't know that we did too much backpacking, but but yes.
Well, that's the nice thing about being a little bit established is you can...
Took a cab.
Yeah. There
you go. Left the backpack in the hotel, but it was good.
Speaking of bands, did you hear the news today? REM officially disbanded.
Yeah. I'm not sure what took them so long, but...
My husband said they were still together.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to think of when the last time they put out an album. It's been a long time.
Actually, they did earlier this year, and nobody noticed. That was the problem. So I think that's why they broke up.
I saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah,
they definitely put out some classics over the years.
Yeah,
so,
they did.
More power to them. And of course, their guitar player, Peter Buck, has been a longtime Seattle resident. So
there you go.
Hopefully
so there's
he's
a connection.
Listening. So,
yeah,
I was
hopefully
just kidding,
he's going to listen because we're going to talk about women's sexuality today. So he should be listening.
Why not? Everybody should
learn
be listening.
Something.
Right.
Very right. excited.
I'm well, not we'll sure what to... we're implying there about him, but that's
we'll
all right.
figure it out. You got to tune in. Figure it out. We'll have to play some Shiny Happy People.
Okay.
At some point.
We
today.
Can do that.
Yeah. Very, very good. Well, again, you mentioned Michelle and Pearson Law Firm. The show is brought to you by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. We have some very exciting things coming up. I just wanted to make mention before we dive right into our topic today. The Chris Elliott Fund, our wonderful friends at the Chris Elliott Fund for Glioblastoma Cancer Research, is participating this weekend in the Seattle Brain Cancer Walk. It's the fourth annual walk, and it's raised over $800,000 for research, clinical trials, and integrative care for brain cancer patients. And our friends at the Chris Elliott Fund are going to be walking. And so they would love to have you join us. I've got information on my Facebook page. And you can always go to chriselliottfund.org for more information. That's C-H-R-I-S-E-L-L-I-O-T-T fund.org. And we'll have that information on the Walk the Talk with Kim website. And then also want to mention next week is the great G4 event. That's the Girl Power Hour. It's a large networking event. There's going to be about 800 women there and the spouses and significant others that love them. And we're going to glam it up. There's some incredible swag bags that are going to be there. And as a little teaser today, I have one extra ticket so you can come as my guest. And you can get a VIP ticket today. And the VIP ticket includes a swag bag, VIP entrance, access to the VIP lounge, pre-event reception, and cocktails from 7 to 9 p.m. And you can come join us. All you need to do is go to the Walk the Talk with Kim Facebook page right now. I've got it up and running. And I've asked a question on the Walk the Talk, or I'm going to ask a question on the Walk the Talk with Kim Facebook page. But there you'll see Keisha Ewers is going to be joining us. If you have a question for Keisha, like the page, throw the question out, or even if you just want to say, enter me to win, it doesn't matter. But go ahead and write on in, and we're going to be monitoring those, and that will enter you for a chance to win that VIP ticket. So good luck, and join us on the Facebook page for Walk the Talk with Kim, and please like our page. So without any further ado, Keisha, again, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim.
Very glad to have you.
A lot of great, exciting things going on.
Oh, my gosh. And it's so much fun doing this show because I get to talk about all of the really wonderful projects that are going on. And sometimes it can be overwhelming, but that's what's I get to pick the ones that I really am passionate
yes.
about.
So that, and that's yeah, wonderful.
It
that's
makes
wonderful.
It a lot of fun for me. And so one of the things that I'm passionate about is we talked about empowering women mm-hmm. and women's issues and women's health issues. And you had reached out and said, you know, I'm working on my doctorate dissertation and I'm a few steps behind you. I just got my master's and I'm almost.
Yay! Hooray! Congratulations!
Oh, pressure off. And my husband said, you promised after your master's you'd be done. And I see you looking at grad schools and I'm like, well, it's going to happen. So we'll just move on.
My husband asked me, will I ever finish? And I said, never. So I'm a lifetime student. You know, I really am.
it's just sad, isn't
love
it?
Learning.
It is a lot of fun.
And it brings me happiness in my life to learn.
Keeps
so.
You sharp. It yeah. really does keep you sharp. And I've noticed that as I'm talking with my friends. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people that I went to school with are either my age or some of them are, you know, right out of high school. And you just get a different perspective of the world when you integrate with different people from mm-hmm. different diversity instead of just your
right.
get up in the morning, go to work. And
right.
kids are not necessarily diverse. Mm-hmm. enough
right,
to
right.
get perspective. But you are very passionate about women and women's health issues and sexuality in particular. And as part of your doctorate, part of your passion, you have a questionnaire that's coming out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Thank you. I'd love to. So from my medical practice, so I have an integrated medical clinic called Fern Life Center in Issaquah, mm-hmm. and I have seen literally thousands of women over the last couple of decades. And one of the things that I hear a lot from them is at the time of life that we're in, I'm 46 years old and I'll have a lot of people come in around this age, you know, and say, my libido's gone to Tahiti and left me behind, you know, and what do I do? Can I have hormones? I feel depressed. I feel badly about myself. And in the era, which we live in right now, of 10-minute medical appointments where you go see your doctor and what is the number one thing that you're going to get if you say that? An antidepressant.
Right.
Because likely when you say that, if you're asked one question, you may start tearing up. And if you start tearing up in a doctor's office right now, you're going to get a prescription for an antidepressant whose number one side effect is low libido.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. And right. so in the medical literature, that was started in the 1950s, 1960s, you know, for the large scale population research was the Kinsey reports, Masters and Johnson's work, you know, all of this stuff has been in a linear model of performance-based sex. So women at that time, 43 to 46% of women were labeled dysfunctional.
How many?
46%. Almost half of all women are labeled dysfunctional sexually because either they're not having an orgasm every time they're having intercourse, right? And mm-hmm. they see movies and they see that women are doing that there and they're reading books and women are doing that in the stories. And then we're not talking about it when we're with our friends, really. You know, we don't talk about death and sex at the dinner table and around, you know, the playground.
Well, in my husband's family, they do, but they're a very different group of people. But yes, I would agree with you that
well,
most people.
Well, in my household, we do too. And I guess we're very different people. We do talk about bowels and death
yes,
and sex.
Yes, and the it things all goes that, together,
yeah,
doesn't
it? All goes
it?
Together, yeah. exactly.
We talk about poo a lot.
Yes, all of it. So that's all very open in my household too. But many households, it's not. And so women start feeling badly about themselves because here they have, if they have male partners, then their male partners on this very linear performance-based model where the goal is to have an orgasm, roll over, go to sleep. And that's not usually what women's motivation for having sexual engagement is. And that's what the latest research is showing. People are starting to ask the right questions now. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, Cam, just in 2010, this research has been released, right? So it's brand new.
Wow.
The number one barrier to a woman having a good libido is negative thoughts or a lack of erotic thoughts. Not a lack of testosterone, mm-hmm. not being deficient in Prozac. I mean, you know, you think, hello, right. Are we actually deficient in Prozac? No, you know, and so we're given those things and then they come back and they say, I'm not fixed yet, right? But maybe mm-hmm. if I'm on Prozac, I don't feel so badly about myself, but still I'm not having, you know, the
Isn't
intimacy
kind of
I want.
Isn't it a whole circular thing? Because the libido, ultimately, it's to feel good about yourself, right?
Right.
But then you're measuring how you feel good about yourself by whether you have a good libido or
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
You can't win.
It's a vicious cycle. You can't win.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to communicate your needs with your partner, and that doesn't need to be sexual needs. It can be, I need to be listened to. I need to feel like I can trust you. I need to feel cherished. I need to feel like if I ask you to pick up the kids from preschool, you're actually going to do it, that I'm not anxious that you're going to show up or not, or that I'm not the only one that notices that we're out of toilet paper. You know, all that kind of stuff is called foreplay for women, right? When their
partners... Are you taking notes on this, Eric? I just want to make sure that you understand that the key to happiness is making sure you replace the roll of toilet paper
That's
correctly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or okay. the vacuum, run the vacuum, or wash her car for her, fill yeah. it up with gas. I mean, you know, all these kinds of things, these little thoughtful gestures, right? As well as kindnesses, thoughtfulness, all these things. There's a great, you know, idea of the way that we speak a love language to each other and communicating properly. And a lot of women have been, since they were little girls, have been rewarded for being caregivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scanning always for what's going on outside of them to make sure everybody else is okay. I can't tell you the countless hundreds of women that I have had tell me they cannot follow a healthy diet because that would mean they'd have to cook something separate from what they're cooking for their family.
Hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Just cook something healthy for you and your family, you know?
So I have to share now. We got a Vitamix
uh-huh.
this weekend.
Yay
and I
had, for Vitamix.
Oh my gosh, yay for Vitamix. I was sold because of this whole, you know, green smoothie kind of thing.
Right.
And we are, it's our food habits are horrible. And I felt guilty about it because, you know,
well, that doesn't
I feel
do any
guilty.
Good.
Right.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
feel guilty because my
that's
family.
Your thing. Right.
Yeah, that's my thing. I own my thing.
That's right.
But I sat there at the fair and I knew I was going to buy Vitamix anyway, but I went to the fair because I wanted to see what their deal was there. And the guy made a, some smoothie drink that was mainly spinach. And he set it down and my son's favorite color is green. And I said, look, Vincent, there's green, you know, green drink for you. And he drank it up and he goes, that's good. I want another one. And I cried, Keisha. I had a tear actually come down my eye. I'm looking at the guy. If you had a video camera here and a marketing guy, this would sell a lot of Vitamixes because my son has never eaten spinach in his life.
Wow.
And he's gulping down the smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
So
I tell people yeah. all the time, juice or, you know, do the Vitamix. It's mm-hmm. amazing because it gets you a whole lot of nutrition packed into this glass that you can, exactly what he did, gulp it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then your body just says it's so happy.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing. So women like you are looking at your son, right, and saying, okay, so he's happy, so I'm happy.
So therefore that justifies the Vitamix
well,
purchase, right? It's about him, not
how,
about
right.
Yeah.
And how many times during a day does a woman do that? And what happens is over the course of years, sex becomes one of the things on the chore list to make somebody else happy.
Mm.
Nobody likes that. And including the partner. Partner doesn't want to be a task on your chore list, right?
Mm.
They want to be loved and they want to be, you know, have you all over them for the reasons that they are all over you, which is that they're excited to be with you, right?
I think that there's also that social stigma that is attached to the perception of a woman that wants sex or that is driven
Absolutely.
By sex.
Absolutely. There's a cultural piece. There's the good girls don't want sex. Good girls don't do this. I'm a good girl. All of those pieces. You know, you were told in certain cultural contexts and sometimes religion that good girls don't do that until they're married. So that means you keep a lid on it all the way from the time your hormones come on until you get married, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to open the dam And that's very difficult for, you know, somebody to do if they've learned mm-hmm. how to kind of keep it tamped down. There are all kinds of different barriers, but all of this has to do with what? Perceptions right. and thoughts, right? It's amazing. All there instead of this sort of idea that our hormones are dysregulated. Now, I am not throwing away the idea that hormones play a huge part in libido. They do. But in the end, it is the hormonal regulation, you know, the king of that is going to be the adrenal glands. Mm-hmm. And the adrenals actually manufacture 45% of your progesterone.
So we want to talk more about the adrenal glands because this is huge.
Take
and this
break.
Is something you've talked me. Yeah, I looked at the clock and I'm like, we're 5 minutes over taking a break. This is awesome.
Love
I
these
love
conversations.
I love it when that happens. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and they can go, what is your website real quick?
FernLifeCenter.com.
So you can take the quiz there, or the test there, or the research study there. We'll talk more about the research study. Thank you for listening and come on back. We're talking with Keisha Ewers on KKNW AM 1150.
Since 1977, Pearson Law Professionals have compassionately guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice for insurance disputes and personal injury claims. Pearson Law has secured justice in civil matters with a network of resources, wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Call 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com. Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio, Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
We are listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Arellano, and so happy that we have Keisha joining us today. Keisha, you also have a show on the station here, and it's about Healthy You Radio. Mm. And what time is it on?
That's Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m., 1 to 2.
Excellent. And yeah. You love doing that, I'm sure.
I love that show so much. It's so much fun to, you know, the reason I did it was empowerment. The reason, your motive for being on the radio too, helping people really sift through all the information that we have out there so they can make healthy choices for themselves.
And you are the owner and proprietor of Fern Life Center, which mm-hmm. I've gone to Fern Life Center. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
I need to go back and get another massage. They're just the most incredible things ever. Ah, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I missed it.
This is the time of year. It's the season change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when, you know, we kind of get a little imbalanced and all that lovely oil massage kind of helps ground and bring us back.
I need that. So we were talking about adrenals, which is one of the things that I came to you with. I mean, I don't mind sharing that I had a little anxiety issues mm-hmm. due to thyroid problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked to me a lot about adrenals. So how does that play into these
types
of issues?
Good question. So your adrenal glands sit on top of your kidneys, and they're one of the engines that make everything go. I look at your digestive system as the other engine. So these are kind of the two engines that have to be in balance for you to have good health and energy to go with it. So the adrenal glands actually take the hit every time you get stressed. You've heard the term fight or flight,
mm-hmm.
right? So you've got a couple of different pathways that, depending on what you're thinking, your brain will then send down a different cocktail of hormones from your brain down to the rest of your body. And if it stimulates your adrenal glands, it sends out cortisol. That's the same idea as a zebra being chased by a lion on the savanna, right? The thing about the zebra is the zebra will run, and it's not safe to stop and have a baby if you've got a lion on your tail.
Mm-hmm.
And so your reproductive hormones go down when you're in that fight or flight response. So stress makes your reproductive hormones go down, makes your heart rate go up, your blood pressure go up, cortisol is up, right, to give mm-hmm. you that energy to either turn and face the lion and fight or to keep running. So as soon as a lion takes down one of the herd members, one of the zebras, and starts eating, the zebras will stop 10 feet away and start grazing again. All the way back down to, oh, life is beautiful. Look at the blue sky. This grass is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just all about relaxation. And so we don't do that as humans. We get activated, and then we get this, you know, I call it muscle memory. We have this whole pathway that becomes sort of a superhighway where we have cortisol being released all the time.
Well, we're constantly barraged.
Yes. I mean, all the time.
I was talking with somebody the other day, even driving. I mean, mm-hmm. when you think about it, you're hurling your body down the freeway at 70 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. But we come desensitized to it. But there's got to be a part of our body that is alert, you know,
right.
I'm going to crash, something's going to run into me. You know, we're too old for that.
Well, I realized I have a Prius and it's plastic. I was thinking about this the other day as it was pouring down rain. I'm on my way to Portland and I went between two semi-trucks and the rain's coming up. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm toast if I hydroplane right now, you know, because
oh my gosh.
I'm in plastic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, going. And so it really is interesting how you're constantly on in our current society, the way we have things going. And women in particular, I think, because we're the primary caregivers for our children. I always say we have to bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and look hot. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on for us as far as the body image. And men have their own stressors, definitely. And I'm mm-hmm. not trying to downplay. And you know, at Fern Life Center, I treat men and women, whole families. But I did decide to study this in my doctoral dissertation because we do have this thing happening when we have stress where we steal from our ovaries. And so what will happen is your adrenals, which are supposed to be producing almost half of your progesterone, if they're always on like that and they get drained, they start stealing from your ovaries. Well, that's fine until you start heading, you know, a few years to menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And then your ovarian function's going down. And now it all starts to catch up to you. You get sleepless. You find your libido is gone. You find that you're not handling the same level of stress that you could handle in your 20s. You find you're not remembering the kinds of things that you could remember when you were in your 20s. You find that your mood is swinging all over the place. You're craving sugars. You're gaining weight. When you have too much cortisol on board, we say you're packing fat and acting stupid. So it's, you know, it's this whole
Lovely.
Thing. I know.
And of course, that helps your self-esteem.
Right.
Which
makes you then want to eat. You know, you're in the gym working out and not losing a pound. So you just throw up your hands. I hear this all the time and just say, fine. Then I'm going to eat what I want to eat, right?
Right.
And so slowly over the years, the weight piles on. And then finally, people wind up in my office and they're saying, I don't feel like having sex. Well, that's only one of several things going on, right? So when I decided to do my research, I wanted to really look at this because hormone replacement is necessary in this situation. I do give bioidentical hormone replacement when people have the scenario I just described going on. But it's not getting at the root problem.
Mm-hmm.
You have to turn the faucet off on your adrenal glands. You have to learn how to cope with your stress better. So that's about your perception. So it's this whole thing. You have to look at your thyroid, neurotransmitters. They're all together in what's called the endocrine system. And because it's a system, it works together. And so we do fix that. But then there's also the emotional part around sex. You know, maybe you've been married for 20 years now and you've just sort of given up on
mm-hmm.
on your spouse being able to read your mind. A lot of women won't communicate what they need, right?
Yeah.
They're so busy taking care of everybody else that they want someone to take care of them, but they actually don't even know how to communicate that. So there are a couple things happening there, right? So what I'm studying is those hurts that happen over your lifetime as a female, we remember them. Females remember them more than men do. Do you know that?
I think that they deposit themselves right smack dab in our emotional memory, which isn't logical, and you can't explain it. You just feel
But we're feelers, right? We tend to be feelers as women. And part of it is because as a tribe raising children, we have to be multitasking. We've got to make sure the toddlers aren't falling into the fire. We have to also be taking care of the food source for the next meal. You know, we're doing all of these different things. So our
and
brains are wired.
Harmony, and keeping the harmony going with the whole
the community.
Group. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's
exactly.
A lot,
there's
on
a
an
lot
emotional,
going on.
Yeah, non-task level. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right. That's right. And so to have, you know, to have an orgasm, a woman has to actually relax. Right?
Amazing.
Yeah, you got to be able to turn your mind off of all of that multitasking and focus on you. How often do you focus on you?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No, it's a direct question. And I ask that question all the time in my clinic, right? When's the last time that you actually focused on how you're feeling, what you need, and then been able to communicate it effectively to those around you? And can you communicate it without an attachment to outcome, right? With an expectation that they'll do it just the way you want.
Right.
That's not going to happen either. So all this is that journey of self-awareness, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Really getting underneath what's your motive for sex. It's different than a man's. Usually it's emotional intimacy. Mm. So men get emotionally intimate with a partner by having sex. Women don't want to be sexual until they're emotional intimate, right?
Right.
And so there's a lot of this disparity that has to have really good communication tools to bridge it.
So the study that you're doing is looking for women that kind of fall into that category.
Low libido. Have you ever experienced low sexual desire?
And you want to hear from them and you want to understand.
I do.
And I took the research.
Quiz.
Thank you, the quiz. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not.
It's a little survey.
You say survey. Thank you. That's much better. Quiz, I think of Cosmo. This is more of a. Yeah,
No, this is a serious scientific survey.
It's a serious scientific, it's not, not 1 through 10 and then you rate yourself on the scale.
Right. What kind of kisser are you?
Hot or you're a dud. It's not that kind of thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and there's no results at the end of it. So it's more of you're gathering this research.
So what I'm doing is there are the questions that you answer with a click as you did it, right? Mm-hmm. But when you click on the link to take it, it'll say on fernlifecenter.com on the right-hand side of the homepage, it says Women's Health Survey or Study. And you click on that. And what it will do is it'll ask you for your email. The reason for that is it's my statistician has a company that's actually gathering the information. I don't know which responses go with which respondent, in other words, because it's completely confidential and anonymous. So it goes to a different spot. But what I did in the survey is I promised I would let you know the results when I tabulated them. And so he gathers the emails first. So he gets your email, says, if you're going to take it, then give us your email. We'll send you the link to take it within 24 to 48 hours. And then he sends it to you. That way your email is separate from your response.
Right.
So I know people are worried about, generating themselves into an email list serve. It's not that.
Yes.
This is just for the purposes of being able to then give you the results should you want them. Because I find it interesting, if I'm participating in something, I want to know what were the findings and what I'm doing. Like the whole purpose of this study is to really put in the medical literature a new voice, the voice of women, the women that I have heard that say, I don't trust my partner.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that say I'm hurting and therefore it's hard for me to have sex now.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that say I'm not being heard by my partner.
Or I'm carrying over memory
exactly.
from
childhood.
Old relationships or,
exactly.
into, there were some questions in there that I had never thought about, consciously thought about. And I'm like, well, how do I really feel about that? It was a very worthwhile thing for me to take just to, think about mm-hmm. that, because it's so hard to be logical and to speak. And women are actually really good at this. But at this level, when it's that emotional, it's hard to put that stuff into order. But when you're being asked things that have to do with your feeling and how does this feel and how did it feel back then? And is that the same feeling you're feeling now?
Right.
That's all about that memory, that emotional memory that you're talking about.
And I'm trying to help them connect the dots so that actually as an intervention, I use a lot with forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, and so is that what I'm studying is that going to be an intervention that will help with sexual desire issues for women? Because right now there is not one intervention in the last 50 years of research that's been done that has been found to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I work with my patients, it is successful when they're able to overcome the hurdle of held on to emotional pain.
Right.
When they're able to do that, and that's why I do clinical hypnotherapy. All the therapy things that I do in my practice are because I've found this to be true. The stuff we hold on to is our biggest barrier. So
someone wants to participate in the survey again, they go to
www.fernlifecenter.com, mm-hmm. FERN, like the plant, lifecenter.com, and then Healthy You Radio also hosts it. Mm-hmm. So either one, and it's on the front homepage, on the right-hand side in the bar, it'll say Women's Health Study, and you just click right on that link.
And then put in your email address. And again, it's totally anonymous, so while
Fern
you do
Life
get an
Center's
email,
not gathering the email. It goes to the statistician, who then will send you the results when it's done.
So it's completely anonymous, and,
yes.
and it's we need this information. So we're asking women that are out there, or if you know someone who's out there that, you know, through the little girlfriend chatter that you think might be might really want to help womankind. I mean, this is a way that somebody can really help all of us.
It takes about 10 minutes, and it really is about helping our sisters. And if you're a man listening to the show, you know, you've got women in your life, please just pass this on, because I really want women's voices heard in the mm-hmm. medical literature so we can change the way that women are treated inside of their office appointments.
Right.
Yeah.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this fascinating issue. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
I can wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can start an iron 24 shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can. Throw up the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. 'Cause I'm a woman.
Whether they're working on an automotive accident case or helping a client injured by a defective product, the Pearsons are passionate about serving their clients. Their successful approach tackles the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. Clients rave about the Pearson Law Team's savvy abilities to ensure clients' voices are heard and to demystify the legal process and explaining choices and opportunities. Contact them at 800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's P-E-A-R-S-O-N LawFirm.com. Or check out WalkTheTalkWithKim.com for more.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org. Or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com.
There's an exciting new astrology hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Yes, you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. That's a 1970s. That was that messed everything
1980.
Up. 1980 mm-hmm. on the nose. That's when women stripped off the apron and went to work, and left all Generation X as latchkey kids and messed us all Sorry, no, that's my little commentary. I've been doing presentations in for businesses on the different generations. Mm-hmm. And we look at it from the perspective of what was going on from a society perspective during those times. And that period of time, we're still studying, to your point, the ramifications, mm-hmm. not only on the baby boomer generation, but also the Gen Xers that are right in the middle of all of that. And
divorce rates up.
Yeah,
I know. And that's amazing. What I tell my patients. I say, yep, we liberated ourselves in women's lib right out of a nice ability to go hang laundry out on the line and talk to our neighbor women, have tea and play cards during the day, talk about recipes. You know, who does that very much anymore? You know, in the Pacific Northwest, you don't hang laundry out anyway. It'll mold. So
that's one thing, right? Yeah. Seasonal defect disorder. We talk a little
that's
bit
right.
about that.
I blogged
as well.
About that this week because I want people to be really ready as the season changes instead of having it smack them over the head like a cast iron frying pan. You know, we know it's coming. You've been here for a while. You know how you feel. You know when it hits you. You know your habits that have been going on before you get hit. Just try to not act like it's something new every year.
I think we fall into this, you know, we as human beings, we have this piece of us that lives for the moment.
Yes.
That
yes.
just wants to live for the moment.
You know, I think it's deeper than that, though, because I honestly think that as the dark comes on, you know, and the light goes down, we really don't want to give up the comfort foods, the things that we go to, the coffee, and the things that mess us up. And so I think there are a little bit of blinders going on there.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. So today we were passing a little coffee shop and it says eggnog year round.
Oh.
And my husband goes, that's wrong. He goes, you can't have eggnog year round. Then eggnog wouldn't be eggnog. It'd be vanilla.
That's right.
I'm like, oh, yeah, he was really upset. That
I was at the grocery store the other day and they said, we have the pumpkin spice lattes are back. And I thought, yeah, that's enticing everybody. Here we go. The pumpkin spice lattes are here, right? It's that season. Harvest time is here.
Harvest time.
I love fall. That's my very favorite season. So I want to enjoy it. And so that's what I blogged about is really watching what you can do. You know, really keep low on your carbs, high on clean protein, drinking things that are not caffeinated and not sugared. You really do want to make sure that you get outside every day. If you're used to going for your morning walk and it's dark and it was light during the summer, continue doing it, you mm-hmm. know.
Even in the dark?
Even in the dark. Just getting outdoors and moving. It gets into that vicious cycle I described with the adrenals where it's darker, so your melatonin is off, your photons coming into your retina go down in the count, and you get into the circadian rhythm imbalance, right? And so it makes you not want to get out of bed as readily as you did when the sun was streaming through your windows in the morning. And so you decide not to. So you don't exercise. So then you start gaining a little weight. And so then you feel badly about yourself. So you eat a little comfort food. So
then
you gain a little more weight. And
then Thanksgiving and the holidays come and it's all over.
You're not sleeping as well. You get depressed. Yeah. You know, so it becomes like a dog chasing its tail. And you just really have to break that cycle. And get out anyway. You know, if you exercise, just get out and do it anyway. Make sure you really just watch your diet. Don't just let it pop into your mouth like you don't have any responsibility.
Bikini season's over.
That's right.
So you said kind of go easy on the carbs, and you said something else too.
Caffeine and sugar.
Okay.
You have to really realize that your body is like a car and it needs a certain kind of fuel. And if you had an unleaded engine, you wouldn't put diesel in there. And sugar is like putting diesel in an unleaded car. Mm. It's one of the number one inflammatory causing, you know, processed sugar is one of the things that causes our inflammation to go up. So caffeine is also, I'm sorry to say, not a food group, you know, so you really want to stick to food groups.
But they tell you caffeine is good because then you go poo.
Well, yes, it is a natural laxative.
Yeah.
That's true. But you shouldn't need something to make you poop. You should be doing it because you're eating plenty of fiber and good vegetables.
Okay, we've got to do a check here. How red are Eric's cheeks? They're a little bit red. So we're keeping a gauge. So you're our audience gauge here, Eric. We're judging by the redness of your cheeks if we've gone too far.
You're edging up to the border.
I love it.
We should probably change the subject. We had a listener with a question.
We did. We had a listener that, with modern technology. She says, postmenopause is tough. I'd like to kick the libido up. So this is postmenopause after menopause.
Yes.
And what do you do? Are you resigned to the next 50 years of no libido?
And in fact, guess what? Research shows, contrary to what we thought before, that sexual satisfaction goes up when you get older as a female.
Really?
You don't orgasm more. So here's the difference, right? This is the difference in that linear performance model where you go until you have orgasm, you roll over and go to sleep, or touching, feeling, mm-hmm. cuddling, intimacy, feeling like you're satisfied with your level of sexual engagement. Postmenopause, if your adrenals and your reproductive hormones are skittywampus, then you're going to wind up having vaginal dryness, so you can have painful intercourse. So you can have some mechanical things going on. And so it's really important that you get your adrenals checked, you get your hormones checked, and that part can be replaced. The other thing about postmenopausal women, and I love this, is that a lot of times they've reached a point where they don't want to put up with crap anymore. Right? Kids are out of the house. They've, they've reached a part in their partnership where they're just kind of like, you know what? I actually get to have my needs met. I get to say what it is that I want. And so many times you'll find partners that have been polarized over several decades of not communicating very well. So checking in with that. Are you feeling that your love tank is filled by your partner? And are you feeling his or hers? Is that communication flowing? And I teach a lot of tools in the clinic about that, really mm-hmm. learning what your ego strategy is. What is your strategy that you developed when you were a kid to get your needs met? Is it still dominating you post-menopause? It's time to let that go mm-hmm. and to really get very authentic with yourself. And so bioidentical hormone replacement, that's one of the things I'll do postmenopausally. Just if the estrogen's off, you're going to be dry. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also looking at, are you sleeping enough? Because sometimes part of menopausal symptoms will be, we call them vasomotor symptoms, that include brain fog, and it also includes the sleeplessness piece. And in that case, in an Ayurvedic perspective, that's the time of life when that happens, and we need to fix that. So there are a lot of things you can do. Sesame oil massage. Mm-hmm. Like you said, get a weekly massage. Mm-hmm. Take a really wonderful, luscious bath at night before you go to sleep. This helps lubricate you almost better than anything because it gets you all oiled up if you will put oil in your bath. And then give yourself a nice self-massage afterwards with, we call it Vata-reducing cream or oil, using that. And then we have what's called aphrodisiac oil in our clinic. And ooh. I will usually recommend to women that have dryness, because a lot of times this is part of the problem where their libido's gone down because they're dry, is that you use that to get your partner going. He likes it too, mm-hmm. or her, right? And so you do that, and then if they're all slathered up with that oil, then they use it on you, then you've got that lubrication. It's so much better than KY or silicone stuff, the stuff that's out on the market. Right. This is sesame oil based, and so it's absorbed by your tissues so that the more sex you have, the more lubricated you are. That oil gets lubricated, lubricates and absorbed by your tissues so that the next time after a week of that, you've actually got some moisture and it's nice.
Very cool. So those are some of the things you can do. So what do you tell those that are coming up on menopause or a few years away from menopause?
I can't even stress more. Get your adrenals tested, because if they're not in balance, when you go through menopause, it will be going kicking and screaming through menopause and not gracefully. We're actually supposed to move through these stages of life gracefully. Menopause is not a disease process. And yet we actually do have ICD-9 codes for menopausal symptoms that as a medical provider, I write that down as a disease, right?
Wow.
Menopause isn't a disease, but we have gotten this place that we were talking about in our society where we're overtaxed, overstressed. And so if your adrenals are empty by the time you hit menopause, you have a really difficult time with it.
What are some of the symptoms that men have of adrenal fatigue?
The same ones. They're tired. They're crabby. They're not also handling stressors the same way. Testosterone will go down. And so they wind up losing muscle mass. They get the belly. So basically the same stuff.
You've got a lot of guys out there looking down at their belly and going,
I know. And they'll get, a lot of times postmenopausal women's libido is low because their partner has erectile dysfunction.
Mm.
And so that can be fixed too. And so, I work with a lot of couples because I'm a sexologist. And so this is part of what I do.
And so it's not just diet. It's a holistic thing. And I think that's the part, you know, I'll just share my experience with a thyroid. I was diagnosed with a thyroid issue.
Right.
And they never asked me, my doctor never asked me about my diet,
mm-hmm.
never asked me about my mental health other than, you know, anxiety related kind of things, dealing with hypothyroid or hyperthyroidism. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't understand how it's not connected and how he couldn't tell me why a thyroid would all of a sudden go kittywampus.
Well, and I love the medical term skittywampus. I use it all the time. So
that, technical term, right?
I know. I like technical terms like that.
It's relatable.
The thyroid and the adrenals are the flip side of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
So if your adrenals are down, your thyroid will be, I call it the kind of, it's like the master gland of your endocrine system. It will shut everybody down if they're not playing well together in the sandbox. Remember, it's an endocrine system. And so they'll compensate for each other. The pancreas compensates because it also is a hormone-producing gland, right? And so you'll get insulin resistance because your pancreas is also in the fray with the endocrine disruption. So eventually, if that's been going on for a long time and everyone's been struggling to keep up with you and your diet and your stress that's out of control and your lack of sleep and your manic stuff working deep into the night, you know, all of these things, then your computer will go on sleep mode, right? Kind of hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what will happen with the thyroid, will put you on sleep mode. And what will happen is you'll go into what I call life support system only. And so the body is very wise. It desires homeostasis or balance. And so it'll say, okay, the brain, the lungs, the heart, the kidneys, the liver, these guys all need blood supply. Hair? No, we don't need hair. So when you get thyroid stuff, what happens to your hair?
It falls out.
Falls out, gets mm-hmm. brittle and dry like a haystack. You start mm-hmm. losing a third of your eyebrows. Your nails get all brittle. You start having cold hands and feet because, remember, your extremities are also not necessary to life.
Right.
And so everything goes into the central core.
And, of course, that makes you feel sexy as hell.
Oh, yeah. And so in the medical literature, this hasn't been addressed, that there is a dietary component to this because mm-hmm. caffeine will make this oh so much worse. There's a hand-in-glove tie-in with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, the up-and-down thyroid, mm-hmm. with gluten sensitivity and sugar.
Mm,
and that is shown in the literature. But guess what? Your insurance company won't pay for medical providers to teach you about nutrition.
Mm.
It will pay for you to sit in there for 10 minutes and get a prescription written out.
Or to be told, we can always cut it out.
Yeah.
Well, we do need to take a break again. We're over. But we do want to come back and we want to wrap up and tell people how, again, they can get a hold of the survey and help a sister out and help
lots of sisters out.
We'll talk a little bit more about how they can learn more from you because you are just such a wealth of hope.
Oh,
an incredible
you.
Amount of knowledge. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim on AM 1150.
Jerry and Michelle Pearson of the Pearson Law Firm are local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been wronged in our community. If you have a personal injury, automobile accident, property hazard, industrial injury, defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, award-winning Pearson Law Firm can help anywhere in Washington. Contact them today for a free case evaluation at 800-423-8473. That's 800-423-8473, or check them out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Are you tired of all the conflicting information on medicine and health out there? Have you figured out there is no one-size-fits-all way of eating, exercising, and living? Join the woman who has spent her life practicing and studying medicine around the world. Keisha's Western and Eastern medical training are integrated in a transformative show that teaches and inspires you to be the best you can be. Join Keisha Ewers, ARNP, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. on Healthy You, radio that empowers you to heal you.
Cut through the clutter with the latest up-to-date information on happenings in the world of real estate, mortgage, and personal finance. Tune in Wednesdays at 3 p.m. for Brashonomics, an upbeat, interesting, and informative hour you don't want to miss. Hosted by Ben Brashen, you'll be entertained and informed as Ben and his guests of industry professionals share ideas and strategies you can use every day in your own life. You won't want to miss this show. Brashonomics has the information you need to stay in the know. Tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim and Eric. Played my favorite REM song.
And people are shiny and happy once they're in the bath, right? Or when they're getting out and they've got that oil in there.
Yeah.
So it all comes together.
Yeah, Keisha taught me how to get a dry brush. And so I still do that. I dry brush and then, yeah, I do the massage down. And I used to do the bath a lot, but I've gotten away from it because it was time consuming. But now I'm thinking
Heaven
about it going.
Heaven forbid you spend time on yourself.
I don't have time for myself. But now that I'm done with school for a few months. It's at least to get me through this time of year, because you're right. I mean, yeah. And I've noticed it, interestingly enough, with my daughter, who I think she's my same dosha type. We're same hair, same pitta-ish about each other. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that I watch her go through the season changes, too, with the, you know, oily and, you know, that kind of thing going on, too. So I look at her and go, okay, I got to figure this out so I can help my daughter through
all
this.
These words you just threw out are probably alien to a lot of your listeners. This is all from Ayurvedic medicine.
Yes, thank you for, yes.
It's the sister science of yoga, which is a way of understanding your own individual body type. So when you said dosha, that's actually talking about your body type, because not everybody's the same.
Right.
One person can eat 5 candy bars in a day and not gain an ounce, and another person gains 5 pounds just by looking at a candy bar, right?
Exactly.
We're not all the same.
Exactly. So thank you for that clarification.
Yeah.
And so people can learn more about their dosha type and getting through the season and getting healthy and all that kind of fun stuff by visiting your website. And
yeah, fernlifecenter.com has moving into the Vata season, last week's blog, and then this week's was seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to help all of my listeners and readers and patients to have a good season this year.
It's interesting because the summer wasn't all that.
Summery,
yeah, mm-hmm. And I really feel it. My husband put lights in our barn, and I'm really excited because now I can be in the barn when out with the horses. But I have almost a little bit of this dread going in the wintertime because I don't feel we got enough, because, you know, it's kind of what kicks us through. It's
right.
Like bears, right? They come out of hibernation and they get starved for food. I get starved for sunshine, and I don't feel like I got enough.
Well, it's interesting. My listeners heard me say this a lot. There's an ancient Egyptian formula for health, and it says light plus love equals health. That's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
That means love. Your relationships are in right. Mm-hmm. You're doing well. You're feeling loved. You're loving. Mm-hmm. And then light. And we have half of our equation gone 9 months of the year here.
Yeah.
So it's really important that you do self-care.
So what are some of the things that you're going to do? And you also wanted to clarify a little bit. We talked a lot about the endocrine system mm-hmm. today, but there are some other things.
For libido, as far as like sexual desire and, mm-hmm. and this woman that had asked about postmenopause, the other piece is looking at your gastrointestinal health, your digestion. And I do tests for both of these. Insurance doesn't pay for them, unfortunately. We don't have a very enlightened insurance structure yet. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that will change someday. But you're, you know, looking at a stool analysis and seeing if you have a lot of yeast on board. Because mm-hmm. if that's going on, you can't shut down that mental chatter. You do have brain fog. It winds up being a barrier to having a really popping, good, juicy sex life.
Mm.
So
I love that description, a popping, good, juicy sex life. That's awesome. And with that point, again, how do they take the survey?
Go on fernlifecenter.com or healthyyouradio.com. And on the right-hand side of each of those home pages, there's a link that says Women's Health Study. Just click on that. It'll ask for your email from the outside statistician. He will then send you a link for the survey. It's completely confidential, completely anonymous. Your email is there so that he can send you the results of it afterwards. And you can see how you fell in with all your other sisters out there. And I really am looking for women that have ever had the experience of low sexual desire. We really mm-hmm. want to get your voice out in the medical literature.
Perfect. And we'll put all that information, as always, on the Walk the Talk with Kim website, and you can download the podcast and download us on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. And we do have a winner to our contest that will be joining me at the Girl Power Hour next week on the 28th. But you can always go to girlpowerhour.com and get your ticket and join us. Have a wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous, beautiful day. It's a beautiful